was, I wanted to start small with this. So I wanted to start just strictly because I wanted to make sure I knew what I was doing more than anything. So I started with our last hunters. These are resident hunters who hadn't purchased a small game license for 3 years. There was about 11,000 contacts that we sent them three emails. The first was just kind of a general, hey, we want to get you out in the field, and we talked more about that opportunity with clients. The second email, we really kind of dove deeper into some of the things that Cheryl Larson, our education coordinator, has worked with. They put together some great videos about how to clean a pheasant, pheasant hunting safety, and that has some pretty great results as well. And then the third video was kind of what we did, a mid-season report. So we talked about how the pheasant hunting season has been, what we can see out in the field, and reminded folks of the opportunities that we have to hunt for about another month and a half now. So season's far from over. And when we went through, we were able to reactivate 139 of those hunters based on getting this partnership. That was one success, but the second success of this was getting to know these individuals, getting to learn more about them. These are 11,000 hunters that we had lost. And now, through this partnership, through this effort, we brought them back. And that's really cool. And we're learning why we bring them back. So at the end of the season, what I'm going to do is even send them a personal email and say, hey, hope you've had a great time out in the field. Please share your stories with us. What would you like to know about why you got back involved in the sport? So that was one level that we took with that reactivation campaign. And then the second part was to talk more about that extended season. So what we did was we put together an email and we sent it to all of our current small game license holders early first part of December, and we said, hey, here's this opportunity. Take advantage of on it. Take advantage of those 30 days, enjoy that late season opportunity, get out in the field, and then if you really like it, take advantage of that 20%. You're going to save some money, and you're going to support the Second Century Habitat Fund in the process. So I'm very happy to report that right now we have about 300 hunters out there hunting on that 30-day free trial. So hopefully you guys like it, and then go in and use our promo code for 20% off the first day. I'm also very happy to report that we've had about 25 hunters use that promo code so far, which again, 20% of those proceeds are going back to the Second Century Habitat Fund. Right now, that's just around $250. But, I mean, this is a very new initiative. We just got started. I'm super excited to see where this can go. I really am. Because this was just one part of it. And the Bee Hunter is getting back out in the field because of this opportunity and because of what we've shared with them. And to be able to work with these organizations to really work on supporting hunting and conservation overall. It's really just been a lot of fun. I'm super excited to build on this, and I also want to say that ONX has been incredible to work with. So overall, it's just been an awesome partnership, and I can't wait to see where it can go down the road. With that, I'll take any questions.
What is the cost if somebody wants to purchase the program?
So it depends on what they would like to purchase. So they can buy it by state, or they can buy like the premium package. So I you know these numbers off the top of my head, but it's about $30 per state every year to purchase that premium hunt package. There's a variety of packages that individuals can purchase. But of that point, they'll get that 20% off, and they will just try at $5. And then that 20% would go back to the Second Century Habitat Fund, too. I was scrolling through the transactions last night, and it looks like we have had a couple people purchase the overall encompassing package, and that gives them about a $16 discount and brings about $16 back to the Second Century Habitat Fund. So, and like I said, it can kind of vary, but it depends on what package they'd like to do. The value they're getting is about a $30 package for the free trial. And then over the off-season, we're going to bump that from a one-month trial to a three-month trial. So when we do these over the
recording in progress. Just a follow-up. I'm trying to envision like I use a Venza map.
Yep.
When we go out and about. Is it like that?
It is. It's similar. Yep. It's a very similar app. Yep.
Any other questions?
Prices you were mentioning there, are those yearly prices?
Anyone else? Commissioner Schertz? Yeah, Commissioner Sharper, thank you. Great presentation. And those that are not familiar with Onyx, it's an incredible program that shows you property boundaries, it shows you landowners, shows how many acres. There's a lot of information there, very useful. And it's great for the sensory habitat. So good job, great relationship there.
Very much appreciated, and you're spot on it. So be able to offer this tool to our hunters at a discounted rate, all while supporting conservation, I mean, it's win-win, and I think there might be even one more win in there. So it's really cool.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.